how much we owe him, Prince, for proving Shakespeare's maxim, all difficulties are but easy when they are known. We will leave to our future freedom to determine. Young people today perhaps cannot imagine how the truth about the abuse that happens in private, in silence, in the unhavenly home was never spoken. To do so was called airing your dirty laundry or putting your business in the street. Purple Rain rocked us then, not just because of his music. Just as world-rocking was its truth-telling, his make-no-bones-about-it honesty, putting right there on the table the abuse we were not supposed to talk about. And just as Eddie Murphy did in Beverly Hills Cop, it told the truth about the love between us across race. This was suppressed truth that Prince and Eddie sent like fireworks across the sky of our awareness in big letters, while we watched mouths agape. They expanded the universe in an instant. They extended the realm of the possible. As to the judgment given us that Prince was debilitated by the idea of true intimacy and needed to be in complete control, I ask those of you uncertain whether Prince was targeted, surveilled, harassed, and tortured with Nikola Tesla's stolen EMF weapon for over 35 years. We must never forget that the Plato tribesmen, Hidden Power, started assaulting and isolating him psychically by surrounding him with agents when he was only 20 years old at best, a mere babe essentially, sucked into a heartless machine determined to contain and break him, bend him to its will. Tortured with the Plato tribesmen's stolen EMF weapon, essentially since he was but a child, and then murdered with it. To those uncertain whether Prince was in fact so horribly abused, I ask you to nonetheless stretch your imagination and contemplate yourself as the victim in such a scenario. I happen to know that this is exactly what Prince was subjected to, because I, although a much, much lesser threat than Prince, am in those shoes. And I have to tell you, after experiencing for only a fraction of the time Prince did this treatment, that living with it is a daily nightmare of negotiating my way through a stream of vipers and EMF. A survival challenge which consumes a huge load of psychic. A survival challenge which consumes a huge load of physical and psychic energy, which both hardens and softens the victims of it. Maybe a day will come when I can write about it, but when power isolates you with its assault, leaving you to struggle with surviving it on your own, while the attack is continuous, survival alone requires that you attempt to control as much of your environment as you can. And I cannot imagine what it would mean to be caught like this in power's maw from such a young age. To be surrounded with nothing but falseness and vicious assault until you begin to believe that the extreme callousness of the human beings around you is simply what humans have now become. Let's just say Prince displayed a grace in this that has eluded me when it comes to being all surrounded by falseness and threat. We won't know until our freedom, if then, the full truth, i.e. who's who, and then it will be irrelevant. Prince's work was to show the truth and point the way to it, and to help us heal from the frozenness power imposes on us. Power would have us stew ourselves in a pot of angry thoughts our life long, fume at everyone and everything we inaccurately suppose is at fault for our unhappiness. are being thwarted in expressing our authenticness, our inability to develop our gifts, the absence of honesty and love in our interrelations, and our being worked like mules, are being made use of, while power, those tiny few who've set this mess up and force us to keep it going, they stay hidden. But once we see them, once understanding blooms, anger becomes past tense, because all a looming understanding douses it. Being confused, duped, and lied to, which we unconsciously know is so, understandably pisses us off. But knowing what is really happening unfreezes our paralysis and allows us to plan an alternative and kiss misplaced anger goodbye.